Welcome to the Kootenays, live Kootenays podcast. I'm Tim, and it's smack in the middle of massive. So that means a lot of stair work. A lot of stair work, so take your mornings easily to yourself. What does that even mean? Take your mornings easily. Take it easy in the morning after you do so many stairs. That makes more sense. Last episode featured an ad, and I don't pick the ads. Come on. I just take the money. Capitalism, right? Someone gives me money, I play the Kootenay Lager ad. Anyway, apparently the guy featured on the ad last week, Bradley, is a real person. And I don't know where they got the audio from, but I got this voicemail regarding that ad. I'm just going to play it right now.
This is Doris. I heard the last episode of this podcast, and to my surprise, what do you know? I suddenly hear the voice of my near ex-husband, Bradley, crying in front of girls. Please pass this message along to him. Bradley, if you want to know so badly what Paul has that you don't, you should start by smelling your own hands. It is not normal, Bradley, to wipe your bum with your hand. It's disgusting.
It only stinks, Doris.
It saves very little money, saves no time at all, and does not help the environment.
You're wrong all the time, Bradley.
Not necessary or even possible to prove your theory correct. Admit it, you were wrong. It is absolutely okay to be wrong. It's time to accept defeat, just like the therapist said. Stop wiping your bum with your hand. Please, for the children, start drinking again instead. What else do you have to lose?
Doris, come smell my hands.
I'm gonna go to smell Paul's hands.
Bradley can't be wrong, but then I got this other voicemail.
It's Doris again. Can you let Bradley know that I'm at the bowling alley 4 to 5 every weekday? Thanks.
So as we can hear, Bradley, if you're listening and you're not completely broken down, there's something right about you. So I would take your soon-to-be, maybe not even, ex-wife's advice and start washing your hands instead. This episode is different from the other episodes so far, in that Randy and I, Randy, singer, drummer from Vocalist, I guess they say, and drummer from Toaster, and I sat down and read some of the letters I had found in this abandoned bag. Don't leave your abandoned bags of letters out there. Someone is bound to find them and then read them. So Randy and I sat down in the jam space of Toaster and ripped open some letters and read them. Here it is. I hope we don't get in trouble for what we did, but we didn't take any of the money. We'll just donate it to the kids' charity because we're really, really good people.
Randy, 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 Randy,
Amazon. And
I was gonna say Castlegar.
Castlegar, we're in the jungle.
Yeah. You could hear that.
Yes. Randy. This is a special episode of Live Kootenays Podcast where, and you found your own letters, but I found a bag of letters.
Mm. Nice.
And I found the top one said Live Kootenays on it.
Mm. So I took the whole bag, and that's the only one in there that was for live Goonies. So
you just assumed it was all for you.
So we're going to read them. Did you find some letters?
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't it
weird? I just rooted through your bag and pulled out some.
It's fun. It's probably not, what's the word for it, legal?
No, totally not legal.
Right. So, in snail mail, right, it's going to be delivered less. And it just seems like nobody wants it. They're just leaving the bags behind the Canada Post like that.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Anyone could be walking by.
Yeah.
Good source.
Good source. Yeah.
It's a good source of letters, mm-hmm. The Canada Post.
Magazines. Other flyers.
So if I was going to describe the jam space of Toaster, Randy, drummer from the band Toaster, mm-hmm. in Castlegar, British Columbia,
mm-hmm.
a jungle.
Yes.
Like, there's not a word I can say except this is almost as good as it could get. Hey, there's corners everywhere. It's like a
concrete jungle
of jam space.
Yeah, and there's not really rhyme or reason.
Did you do the feng shui stuff yourself?
Yeah, I just felt the energy. I felt the drum should go right there, and it worked out well. And then I
did. You have to move them and say that sound is just not right.
Once.
Did you actually?
Once.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I moved it back. And then I was just like,
doesn't make a difference.
I was right the first time.
Oh.
Right. So I tried to explore the room, and it's, you know, I had it right the first time. So that's where it is, in between two concrete slabs. And yeah, everyone else just kind of hangs out around it.
Is all of this concrete?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It is, eh?
Yeah, that's just casing around it.
Wow.
All these stanchions.
Apparently. That's why it sounds so dense.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good space. I mean, lots of room. You can park cars above it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
The things they did in the 20s.
Sure. I wasn't around, so.
We should just jump in the mailbag, because I want to make this kind of a... You know, if the mail piles up, someone's got to read it.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but you know, I'm in with you.
Okay, cool.
We'll see what we find.
We'll see what we find. Huh. So this is the one I saw that was sitting on top, and you got to read some of these too.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But here, I'll hand you this. Oh, this one's for you. Here, you can read this one.
Okay.
Rip off the piece, rip off the part. Nobody's going to ever need that after
no,
you read
no,
it.
No,
anyway.
No, no. We'll just seal it back up. Oh. Dear Randy, can you please let me know if my guitar fetched a proper price? I am kind of stuck out here with no car. Could you just wire me the money? Remember that it was very, very important guitar to me. Please let me know how much money I can expect in the mail. Sincerely, Sylvester.
Must be something to do with the classic shop.
Huh.
Did someone recently drop a guitar off?
Yeah, that's Sly. It's mine now.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, man. I just thought you were giving it to me. Well, I can work out a price, I guess.
Well, if you read it, like, he doesn't leave a return address. Right?
Well...
I don't see your return address.
Okay, what guitar then?
If you look, yeah, what guitar?
Yeah.
Huh. We'll erase that part where you said he's not getting it back.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, this one says, cool. Dear Tim, why is it that you constantly ask if I'd bang this bitch or that bitch? No, this is dirty, knowing full well I'm neutered. Are you just an asshole or do you actually wonder if the bitches are attractive? From Norbert. Oh, it's my dog.
Ah.
My dog.
Wow.
That's a good one, Norbert.
Wow. Still, it's pretty dirty.
Yeah. I don't know who taught him right so well.
I know, eh? Wow, Norbert. More like pervert.
More like pervert. Hope you're listening, buddy.
Awesome.
Okay, you're gonna. Do you have one?
Oh, a letter here?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it's a magazine.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
You got a magazine article?
Yeah.
Just in there, someone's mailing in a magazine article.
Well, I think it's to Sean Michaud.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a boy band subscription. It's In Sync with the Boys, Stay Up to Beat with the Backstreet News. Wow, I'll make sure I pass this on to him. Yeah.
These are still a club for that? I guess we have to ask Sean.
I had no idea he was subscribing to that. Well, that's cool. I'll make sure he gets that. Cool. Nice looking guys on the cover there.
Yeah. Aged well. Yeah. It's cool that he gets that. I mean, he's eclectic.
Yeah, totally.
Steps out of his comfort zone.
Well, he's a 90s guy.
This one here says, Dear Ethel, sorry to hear of your loss. So probably shouldn't read this one. Hmm. Your husband was a wonderful man, and he was well-respected in the community. I'm writing to inform you that in respect to his legacy, a group of us ladies here at Sunrise Villas have pooled our resources and would like to erect a small statue in our garden to honor him.
Oh, nice.
We would like to bless this endeavor and very much welcome your attendance. No one blew his load like he did. We all loved him.
Wow.
Whoa.
Holy. Wow. A little statue for that, hey?
That felt like this guy.
Hmm.
Like a group of us ladies.
Yeah.
Sunrise Villas, is that here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From what I hear. I couldn't tell you exactly where it is, but...
Oh, it doesn't mention
I've
his
heard
name.
People frequent there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Frequent?
Yeah, totally.
All right. I got one here for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, let's open up this thing here. Oh, what have we got?
Yeah.
Oh, Dear Sue. I don't know who Sue is. Okay, At Wendy's just opened up in our town, and we can't believe in the whole town is shut down for a celebration that plays his book solid for the next 2 months. Can't wait to see you. Is that a good reason to come visit? Because, dear goodness, I sure am trying to get tired of trying to find a way to get you to come out here for a visit. There's a Wendy's now. Come on, Phyllis.
What? There is a Wendy's.
Yeah. Wow. what a letter.
Might have intercepted the outgoing mail.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like this one should be taped back up.
Yeah.
Because
that
is a lonely sounding.
Yeah, Dear Sue. Sue's got to get the Wendy's. Have
Sue,
a baked potato and some chili.
Just visit Phyllis.
Some square burger. Frosty.
Oh, here's one. I'll just read this. This one is in like a blue envelope. Oh, it's hardly anything in here.
Oh.
Just so small. Dear Ryan, Vanessa has AIDS. You should get checked.
Hmm.
And it's just signed, Concerned.
Wow. Huh. Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, shit. Well... Oh, here's one. This one says, Dear Randy.
Yes, yeah.
So some of it is incoming mail. What are some of the cool things you see come through the classic shop? Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
Because a classic shop is it's a thrift store, right?
Right, and you get to see some classic things.
There are classic things.
Yeah, I saw a cuckoo clock today.
It did? Does it work?
No, but I got a clock guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in the pawn shop show.
Well, yeah, kind of.
The clock guy.
Kind of. Yeah.
What's the word so far?
The word I gotta call him and let him know I got a clock that he needs to look at.
Hey, cuckoo clock guy.
Yeah.
Don't use my real name, gay.
Cast iron, old crap.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know.
How old do you think it is?
Gotta be as old as me, if not older.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it smell like wood? Oh, I guess it's wet, maybe?
It smells like the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
The
smoked-in dank in the 70s, for sure. For sure.
People forget that that's what it smelled like. I remember the 80s, and I only lived there.
Yeah.
When I was very little.
Yeah, I remember.
And that. I remember the smell at a Boston Pizza, specifically when they had a smoking section of it.
Wow.
Up top.
Crazy.
And there was no seats in the non-smoking. It was the hockey team. Wow. We had to go to the smoking.
You just blew
and there's
my
guys
mind.
Just eating and smoking.
Yeah.
Eating and smoking.
Yeah.
Kicking babies in the teeth.
Sure.
Saying, you don't need to live. The world sucks anyway. You're going to be a logger?
You know, my
mom. What, are you going to be a logger?
My mom and the doctor shared a smoke in the waiting room when I was being born, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They were just having a smoke together.
Was she like,
discussing
now is the time?
My birth. Yeah. She's like, I guess it's happening soon, huh?
Now I can smoke again. Guess it's happening. Yeah. Hey, Dak. Got a light.
Yeah.
That's totally. Great. Smoking on planes. Who doesn't miss that?
Yeah.
Oh, here's one.
What's up?
This one says, Dear Prime Minister, firstly, I commend you for your remarkable attendance record at the House of Commons.
Wow.
Secondly, when can we expect to stop paying so much in taxes, for fuck's sakes? Greedy assholes are in cahoots with the big corps, and you're bleeding us dry, you twisted cunts. Ooh, I didn't mean to read that. That's a big word. I bet you don't know what cahoots means. I know what it means, and I'm not telling you. Thanks for your work in public office. I know it can be a little difficult. Lorraine. Oh, it has a last name. I'm not going to read it.
Oh, that's kind of you. Yeah, yeah.
Funk.
It sounds
Funk.
Like,
yeah. She sounds like she's mad and okay.
I was just going to say, it's like a love-hate thing here.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Here's another one. You want to read this one?
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot of mail in this bag.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'll give you all the ones that we have to open. I've already opened some of these ones.
I shouldn't have.
That's when I realized I only had to open that many to realize they weren't all for me.
Oh, no. Hello, dear. That was scary. Yeah.
Hello, oh, dear. Scary. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Gabriel, I think I've gotten away with it. I can't get into specifics, but I'm okay. I'm out here in the Kootenays. Just I'm not telling you exactly where in the cuties, but I think I got away with the money. Should be in our account at some point. I don't think there's a hot trail on us. I don't think I left any DNA at the scene. You know, I didn't really look. I was pretty high at the time, but I'm pretty sure I got away with it. Anyway, my phone number, I'm at my mom's house from Daniel. Yeah, I mean, these letters tried to get through to people, I guess, and then, like, someone's in trouble, and they need to find someone, and here we are intercepting their mail, right? You know?
Here's my phone number, no phone number. I'm at my mom's house. I just give himself away.
Someone's really high.
Imagine if someone intercepted this.
I mean, I read that word for word. That wasn't me stumbling.
That was word for word.
Yeah.
That, what do they call that? Sick?
Yeah, it was either written awfully.
Verbatim.
Or just that's the way they
talk. Looks like
it was
written in a hurry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm at my mom's house. He couldn't even think of a number. He's pretty high.
He's got money
Daniel,
on the mind.
I'll leave this letter at the classic shop. You can pick it up.
Yeah, that's a good day. Good idea.
Someone intercepted it.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Oh, this is a local one. Dear the Royal in Nelson, thanks for being such an amazing place to meet friends and be entertained. I left my wallet there last time. I believe. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
There was $10,000 in it. If it turns up, please let me know at 666-3415.
I keep 10 grand in my wallet all the time.
10 grand, as if the wallet's
And even if Mark did find it, he should keep it.
Yeah, if Mark finds it.
Yeah, just finders keepers, really. And since we intercepted the letter, oh well, guess he's out 10 grand.
Someone's going to have it.
Someone's going to have it for
what,
sure.
What would you do? $10,000 in a wallet.
Oh, I'd take my buddy Sean out for dinner and my buddy Peter. Oh, and my wife Jenny. Yeah. Take her out for sure. For sure. First, I would take her out first. Then Sean and Peter. Yeah.
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 What if and then someone comes up and goes, hey, man.
Well, you know, I'm just...
Anyone see a wallet? It had a huge amount of money in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, how much was in there? And they'll say 10,000 exactly. And you'll say, wrong.
Wrong.
There's only seven
yeah.
in this wallet I found, so it totally. Can't be yours.
Yeah. Yeah, especially after I went to the weed store. There was only that much left.
All right, I got another.
Oh, you got another one? I know. One? There's one that's got my eye, but go ahead.
Oh, you got one?
No, you go ahead first, man. No. It's just confusing me, but you go ahead.
No, I want you to save this one for you. You go ahead with that one, and I'll save this one for after.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see here. It's from Toaster Brand Toasters.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. It says, Toaster Brand Toaster Co. is requiring you to stop using the toaster name for your band. Oh.
This is rude.
Who the hell do you think you are?
This is major.
What the tone? I think they want us to stop.
Is
this
a professional letter?
Yeah.
Is it stamped?
This is from them. Toaster Brand Toaster Co. Oh, just kidding. We're fans. Can we get a sticker?
Oh.
That was
you
close.
Guys are almost had to change your name to
Blender.
Toaster X Blender.
Yeah.
That's a band already.
What?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Blender.
Toaster
Magazine?
X I kind of like, though. X Toaster? No.
Toaster X? No. X Toaster. Doesn't
Roaster?
Sound
as
good.
No.
Roaster.
No.
You can't have a roasted. You can't have a past tense name.
Yeah.
It makes you
I'm just glad they're fans.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't know you had any.
Yeah. Toaster Brand.
I knew you
Toaster
had some.
Co. Toasters. Yeah.
Toaster Brand Toasters, those guys.
Yeah.
They could have come up with a different one. Oh, this one's, there's one. Yeah, I got a couple more, actually.
Oh, good.
Quite a bit in this.
I know.
It says,
you stole a lot.
Dear Pornhub. Oh.
I know.
I am a homeschooled Mennonite evangelical, so I have nobody to ask. I'm concerned with some sort of infection under my foreskin. I believe I'm being punished. This is, I don't know if I could read this.
Okay.
This isn't live, this isn't broadcast. Right?
No, this is just between you and me and this person.
Yeah.
Trying to reach help.
I believe I'm being punished for whacking off too much, but I've been praying for weeks and it's still itchy as heck. I can't tell my parents because they already caught me beating it before, so they'll be mad and I don't want them to see my dick anyway. Are you able to tell me if other guys have itchy dicks? And what they do to get rid of it.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a, like, I don't know.
A good swim in the sea?
Swim in the sea.
Yeah.
Lots of salt.
Yeah, a kelp wrap.
Kelp wraps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do they call that? Rub a squirrel on it.
Yeah, squirrel fur.
That's sure. That's an old remedy.
It is old, but I mean,
piss
it's
in your
a goodie.
Foreskin. That's a real one.
Piss in the foreskin and tie it off like a balloon. Sure.
Tie it off like a balloon.
Yeah. Sit that like that for an hour.
Man, there's got to be a way. The guy's right, I guess.
I guess
place to email.
It is. I mean, those are very helpful. I mean, we're going to send something back to them anonymously and just suggest, you know, a good sea dip.
It's a good sea dip.
Yeah.
I heard
a sea cucumber will work too.
I'm not sure if like washing it and cleaning would help. It'd be more like using more butter.
I think dirty
or dairy products.
I think dirty seawater would help. For some
You're
reason.
You're right.
Yeah.
The stinkier, the better.
Instead of chlorinated.
You got one?
Yeah.
I opened it for you.
Wow. That's very kind of you. It's someone who's writing to the Gas and Utility. Dear Gas and Utilities Department of the West Kootenays.
Whoa.
How dare you charge so much for gas? If only we could harness the gas of cows, wouldn't it be siphoning from the earth? Look at all that methane gas being wasted. And you idiots are going to pumping gas into my house. What if someone likes a cigarette? Likes? Lights.
Lights.
A
cigarette. Likes?
Yeah, well, I'm reading it word for word.
I'm guessing it's likes. Maybe he likes a cigarette.
The author can use a little bit of help here. Anyways. What if someone likes a cigarette with the thing of, well, that's going to be your fault. It's going to be your fault if my house burns down. You know, it, everyone knows it. Sincerely, Gary.
This guy's setting up.
Gary's concerned, man. There's gas pumped into his house and he's pissed.
How dare you charge so much for gas?
And he's worried about the rate.
Yeah, he's worried about the rate. They're pumping gas into his house, and what if someone lights a cigarette?
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
There's going to be a house that goes up.
Yeah.
From someone smoking a cigarette, and yeah. It's going to be nice. Yeah, I bet it's going to be Gary.
And screw Tellus, too.
Yeah! Fuck Gary's on to something.
Yeah.
He is, though.
Oh.
Tellus, Rogers.
Yeah.
All those companies.
Yeah, they don't even supply gas, but fuck them.
Yeah. They supply hot air.
They're full of gas.
They are.
Yeah.
That's how they run.
I smell.
There's this invention I heard of. It had to do with like steam. I think it was called the steam engine. Do you think that's how the rocket ships are up there? The satellites?
Maybe. I'm thinking maybe that's how they make their tea. A little steam action.
All right, well, I only have two more.
Oh, wow.
Two more letters.
And all of a sudden the bag seems light.
Yeah. Huh. I thought there'd be like money in at least one of these.
I know. I was hoping for a credit card or
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hope you don't mind I enclose cash this year.
We'll see if we can do any identity theft.
Yeah, we'll just try and do that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll read this one. Dear Pastor Luke, I'm desperate. When can we meet again? Oh, this is
Wow.
Woo!
Spicy already.
I have to wear these are all too filthy for broadcast radio.
Who knows what goes on in our community?
Well, we're learning, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the whole thing again. Dear Pastor Luke, I'm desperate. When can we meet again? I have to wear a pad when I think of you, and it's not that time of the month. Winky face.
Wow.
My husband is gone this weekend. Winky face. Woo! On another note, my son Luke thinks he's Jesus, and I found a gun in his room recently with bullets with words on them. Can I send him to you to talk to? I don't feel like there's a need to contact authorities. He's a pretty good kid. And we have a prayer chain going. Horny Linda.
And it was Pastor...
Horny Linda.
It was Pastor Luke?
Yeah, Pastor Luke.
Well, he just sounds hot.
He does.
That's all I heard in that. Really? Like, how hot is this guy got to be?
If she has to
ignore all that warning signs, come on.
In this amount of desperation, that man teases from the pulpit.
And I mean,
he's using her son
as a pawn just to get closer to him. This guy's just got to be like, Jesus hot. Just so hot. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. Because I think if we go to this return address.
Yeah. We'll just make the
rounds. Actually, it's on right here. We have his address.
Right. Okay.
We'll judge
for ourselves this Sunday.
Yeah. That's a better idea. We'll just not tell him we're coming.
Yeah.
We'll just show up for
everyone's
the sermon.
Welcome.
And if we have to start wearing pads.
If everyone's welcome, that's their fault.
That's it. Yeah, does it say that on the sign? Unless you're... No, it doesn't say unless you're...
Come on.
Church. Unless you're...
You can just walk right in.
Look at this. This one's from a guy named Tom. I'll let you read it. Huh.
Oh.
I'm also surprised, like, with some of these letters, just how many people don't even make an effort to spell something correctly.
Okay.
But if you're writing with your hand, there's no...
Well, you know what? I hope this person writing this letter writes a little better. Dear we'll David, see. Oh, okay. How's the weather in Calgary? I bet it's really, really crappy like always. Well, it's not like that here in the Kootenays. Today it's warm. You're an idiot for living out there. Still, why don't you come in here and move into my trailer that's parked in my backyard? You'd have to quit your job. And yeah, of course, there's no jobs here, but come on out. I'll make it worth... Well, it won't be worth a while either. I don't know why I even wrote you. Why don't you just stay there? If you go, you're so happy in Calgary. You miserable shit. Tom. Wow.
You're just talking smack.
Yeah.
You'd have to quit your job.
Like I
of course there's no jobs.
I'm on his side, really. Like, fuck, get the fuck out here. Quit your job and live in a trailer with me, you fuck stupid idiot. Still better than Calgary. Yeah, what the fuck?
Why don't you just quit your job?
Yeah. Quit your well paying job. Come live in a
trailer in the back.
Yeah. Shit.
But the weather is better.
The weather can be better, I guess. I doubt it. That's better. Better for 20 minutes when you got the fucking Chinook happening, and then it's over, and then you're back to fucking freezing your balls off.
Oh yeah, there. No, it's not. It's not feasible for human happiness.
Yeah, habitat.
Human inhabitation.
Yeah.
Habitation.
Totally.
And now you can play the theme song out. Come on into the Live Kootenays Podcast. This is the place where everything happens, like conversations and sometimes hand-holding. Come on in, children. It's safe in here. Nobody's selling wares. Everything is free. 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 Thanks, Randy.
Awesome.